Yes, he will. You've heard that saying, yes, we will. This is yes, he will. I went down just, I was at the first service, and then I went on down to get something to eat real quick, and I was sitting there next to a couple, and they had their small son there, and I heard the lady said, you know, that music wasn't all that great this morning. And the husband said, well, I didn't think the sermon was all that great either. And the little boy looked up and he said, I thought it was pretty good for a buck. You can see I'm asking for money today, can't you? This is a personal testimony of one of my fellow Gideons, and I'd like to share it with you so you can see how important your gifts and your prayers will be both this morning and in the future. I was sharing this morning, and Randy said, oh, you read that? And I said, yes, I did. We use personal testimonies to let you know how you affect people all over the world. While visiting Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I was playing golf and met a man named Perry who served a cup of hot clam chowder to passing golfers. I gave Perry a personal worker's testament. That's this. And this morning, this normally outgoing and talkative man suddenly became quiet. Perry then asked me, how'd you know I needed that testament? Because he said he was seeking spiritual guidance. I showed Perry the help section and the plan of salvation, and I told him to use that copy of God's Word for a directional resource in his life. A year later, I was visiting Myrtle Beach again, playing the same golf course. When I came to Perry's food stand, I asked if he still had the testament I left him. Perry pulled it out and embraced me, saying, you're the man. You're the man who gave me the testament that saved my life. He then showed me in that much-used testament where he'd recited the sinner's prayer, signed his name on the plan of salvation page. Perry told me that he knew now he was going to heaven, and he thanked God that he had met the man who had given him God's word. This is quite an honor to be asked to speak to the United Methodist Church of Warsaw, because you all have 25% of the Bent County Gideon membership attending here. Cliff told me he was bringing the message this morning, and because of this, I'm reminded of the small boy that was in the large church foyer, and he noticed all the photographs of men that had died serving this great country. He asked his dad whose pictures they were. The dad explained they were pictures of men that had died in the service. The boy thought about it and then said, first or second service? This is a warning for some of you that have not heard Cliff preach. Cliff told me the last time he spoke, an older man on about the second row fell asleep and was snoring so loudly that Cliff had to quit preaching, and he asked the man's wife if she'd wake up her husband. She said, you wake him up. You put him to sleep. If you didn't know by now, your pastor Eric is out of town. Your secretary answered the phone this morning at the exact same time as Cliff. The man called and said, I want to talk to the head hog at the trough. The secretary said, sir, we refer to Eric as Pastor Eric, and if you want to speak with him, you'll need to call back next week and address him in that manner. The man said, well, I called because I had $10,000 I wanted to donate to your church at the morning service. Cliff was standing nearby quietly listening on the extension, and the secretary quickly said, you need to talk to our substitute pastor. Here comes Porky now. Randy Morrow just can't quit thinking like a coach, and he's trying to help me with my presentation since he does so much public speaking. He told me this morning when he saw I was a little bit nervous, he said, remember, Don, motivational speaking is 90% mental, and the other half is preparation. 90% motivation. The other half. Okay. Robert Norton said he hoped I'd hit a home run. And then on second thought, he said he'd be happy if I just didn't strike out. James Wills, he's been taking mission trips lately, but he was getting where he didn't want to go anymore because he said the motel towels were getting so thick he couldn't even close his suitcase. I always see Dick Kreisel and his wife Leota at all these funerals here at the Methodist Church, and I asked Dick why, and he said, you should always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours. It was 1 year ago today that Will Colley, a good friend of mine, we lost his great and unique sense of humor. Will once said, the only difference between a tax man and a taxidermist is the taxidermist leaves the skin. And my favorite is Bill Bissell. I never know what he's going to say. I remember what he said about his kids when they were young. He said, I'm not going to buy my kids an encyclopedia. Let them walk to school like I did. Carl Swope asked me if I knew the secret of good Gideon presentation. A good beginning, a good ending, and he asked if I could keep the two as close together as possible. And Cliff said, amen. These men that I've just kind of riddled here are some of Benton County's best, and they're right here in your church. We're all part of the largest Christian businessman's organization in the world. We have 200,000 members, about the population of Springfield, Missouri. We have one mission, and it's not just distributing Bibles. It's far more than that. It's making sure that every man, woman, boy, and girl has an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. We're carrying out the commission that Jesus gave his disciples in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and Samaria, and the end of the earth. The Gideons distribute 1.5 million Bibles every week. These go into 187 countries, and they're translated into their own language. One problem is only 5% of the countries are self-supporting. We need to furnish money to print the Bibles in these countries because many people only live on $30 to $40 a year. They're poor Gideons in these countries, and they're thrilled about distributing the word, but you need to help us get the word to them. A mugger pulled a gun on Jack Benny and said, your money or your life? Jack just stood there. Finally, the robber said, didn't you hear me? Your money or your life? Jack said, I'm thinking. We all know Christians like that. Gideons aren't like that. Gideons provide one-third of all funds from our own pocketbooks. So we Gideons aren't asking you to do anything we aren't already doing. One-third comes from our card program, Memorial Bible Card. I'm sure a lot of people have used it. You can give this for memories in honor of, thanking of you. Wonderful way to give Bibles and also to let people know how much you appreciate them or their life. Another third comes from local churches, just like this church. Gideons pay their own way to help conduct distributions around the world. So you're not paying for travel expenses, and there's no administrative fees like in other nonprofit organizations. We pay dues, and our dues pay all of our leaders' salaries and expenses. This makes sure that you realize 100% of every donation that you give goes to Bibles and their distribution around the world. These Bibles are going into motels, hotels, fifth graders, classrooms, physicians, attorney offices, military, healthcare workers, high school baccalaureates, colleges, Christian camps, and on, even local nursing homes. Did you know that during Desert Storm, when we liberated Kuwait, President Bush was told by Saudi Arabia no Bibles would be allowed in their country since they're Muslims? He refused, and he said he would not send in our soldiers unarmed. I'd like you to know the beginning of Gideon's, but I also want you to know the rest of the story. In 1898, two men spent the night in a Wisconsin hotel. They had to share a room, and they ended up sharing a Bible and a devotional. The idea was born that night of making Bibles available for other travelers in hotels. The story you didn't know was when they started this ministry, a local church heard about it and asked if they could help with donations, and they did. God involved a local church to make sure this ministry was always funded. Early on, he laid it on the heart of a local pastor to be a part of the early beginnings of this international ministry. It's grown from two men to 200,000 men and a woman's auxiliary, from the state of Wisconsin to 187 countries, from one Bible to 84 different languages, and now from that same one Bible, almost 2 billion Bibles have been distributed in over this last 110 years. Never forget why God gives you wealth. I'd like to quote Deuteronomy 8:18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who giveth thee power to get wealth. Why? That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day." It is to establish God's kingdom here on earth, and his kingdom is made up of people. Kevin and Keith were twins. This is not the Balky twins, and they were attending high school. They both decided in high school they wanted to be atheists against their parents' wishes. This they went on then to college, and in college they would ride a bus and they would walk to their classes. One day they were on their way to classes, and the Gideons were handing out Bibles on a college distribution, just like we do in Warrensburg and just like we do in Sedalia. They both refused the first Gideon, but seeing that these Gideons were positioned every 50 yards, they gave up and took a New Testament of the Psalms. One of the brothers got to reading it, went home from college early just to even read more. Finally, he was convicted that same day and asked Jesus to forgive him and became his Lord and Savior. He was so thrilled, he knew he had to go to his twin brother's room, who was his best friend, and share the news, but he still didn't want to. When he knocked on his brother's door and went in, the brother was also sitting reading one of the recently received New Testaments. When he started to tell his brother the good news, the brother told him he had just done the same thing and they were both now Christians. Only God can orchestrate distribution of scriptures, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and the salvation of two twins at exactly the same moment of time in eternity for an eternity. This is why the Gideons continue to grow, not because we work hard, which we do, not because we're passionate about sharing our faith, which we are, but because this is God's ministry, not our ministry. Middle-aged woman was lying in the hospital emergency bed after suffering a heart attack, and she asked God if she's going to die. He told her not only was she not going to die that night, but would live another 40 years. So as she got better, she decided to stay over that week and get a facelift, tummy tuck, liposuction, and topped off with an extreme makeover. Later that month, she got hit by a car and died and went to heaven. She asked God why she didn't get to live the other 40 years like he told her earlier. He said, "I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you." Will God recognize you as a member of his body that was willing to sacrifice some of the wealth he's given you to build up his kingdom on earth while you're alive? As John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave." Won't you?